healthy life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set?
Cock?
Locked.
Oh, you got it wrong.
I thought it was locked and cocked.
No, it's cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. And we're broadcasting live from Studio A at the Power Hour.
I thought it was ready, fire, aim. Oh.
Whose show is this anyway?
I don't know. I think it's Joyce's show.
You are hearing Sam Bushman and Joyce Riley, and we're broadcasting from the Power Hour, Joyce Riley's studio. Welcome, Joyce Riley.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have so much impressive people here. Very important.
I think she's kidding, Sam.
It's like the Ivory Tower. And the Power Hour live studios.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Absolutely.
From
it
atop
is.
The Power Hour studio?
Yeah, yeah. From atop the ground floor. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sam, I think we need to thank Joyce Riley. Was that a fabulous dinner she served?
Oh, it was incredible.
Oh, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing more.
No,
more.
Hold on. I'm telling you right now. I expect, you know, I didn't expect her to feed us. But when we got here, she said, you know what, I'm making food. Let me know when you're going to arrive. I'll make sure it's all happening.
And he came 4 hours later, so you can imagine how done the food was.
Blame that on manufactured rain.
Mm-hmm. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm. It was cursed. Anyway, we got here, though, and I'm telling you right now, 5-star food plus going on. It was incredibly good.
Yeah. You're so kind.
And it was organic.
Yeah.
So kind. From our greenhouse. That's right. Thanks to Denny and all the people that helped me out here. It was from the greenhouse.
Fabulous
and
salad.
And Josh just brought you over a dozen homegrown eggs.
Yeah, and they were
cage-free.
Cage-free.
Eggs. Yeah.
And we're going to have an omelet.
Green eggs.
I just learned where green eggs and ham came from, just saying.
Kind of a pastel green and a light tan brown.
You know what? This is fascinating radio, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
Man, I'd turn this show on, that's for sure.
Well, it was great. And Joyce, so I just want to thank you, and I know Sam does too. Thanks for your hospitality. Now, we're on the road, Sam. We are traveling across Missouri, starting in the west, going toward St. Louis, and ultimately our destination on Friday, this Friday, is Springfield, Illinois, for the CSPOA event. And it's a free event. We will be there. Sam Bushman will be there. Sheriff Richard Mack will be there. Chief Shane Harger, once fired, will be there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Ann Hall.
Yeah. Former prosecuting attorney.
Yeah. Nick Finch, arrested for upholding and defending the Constitution.
Freed by a jury.
Yeah. He'll be there. It's going to be a great event. And it's put on by, can you imagine this? One of our listeners, one of our students, one of our class decided, and that's Tim Starks, and his wife, they've decided to jump in with both feet and arrange an event to support and defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States. So Tim Starks decided that he was going to do this, and he spent his own money, and he arranged the venue. He's printed up banners, signs.
By the way, they're incredible banners. He created a company called Noticeable Banners. I'm just telling you, it's amazing. They're noticeable for sure.
Yeah. And so here's an example of we the people saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait for permission. I'm not going to wait for an invitation. I'm just going to do it. Isn't that what happened, Sam Bushman?
That's exactly what happened. And all I'm telling you is it's what you call leadership, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lady named Regina in Dallas, and she does this very same thing. She puts on events. She gets going because she wants to save this country.
Well, then she ought to have a plan where we can all, as talk show hosts, converge on Dallas for an event.
Mm-hmm. She will take you, too. She is amazing. And I'll tell you what, it is all about getting people together, and she is so real. She is so honest in what she is doing here. She is so the real deal.
Because Joyce Riley can speak if you have her at an event, and, you know, what do you think?
On anything. I can speak on cruise ships. I can speak on... you know, how
Joyce
to mow
to
your yard.
I just heard.
No, I do. No, I can speak on anything. I think I can.
You want to go on a cruise,
I
Joyce?
Can or not. I'd love to.
No, you're not serious.
I would.
You would?
Yes.
Would you go on a cruise, Vincent?
Would I go on
with
a cruise,
you guys,
Vincent?
Yeah. With you guys, sure.
All right, Vincent would take his wife on a cruise. Joyce would come. Maybe we could draft Josh into the mix. I would take my wife, would go on a cruise. What if we create a talk show host bonanza cruise,
ooh,
and we can speak on the sea days, and then they can go ashore, and we can, I'm just telling you, it'd be like Bruce Williams, but political style. It'd be, you know what I mean? Come
that'd
on.
Be fun.
What, you want to do it?
We have a bonding session, Patriot bonding session. Wouldn't
absolutely.
That be great?
Yes.
That
would
in
be
fact,
fun.
It'd be meet the listeners, spend time with the listeners. Mm-hmm. I think it could be tremendous.
I think you could, too.
Okay.
But back
so
to the issue.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And maybe we can pull it off.
Should we do that over green eggs and ham? What do you say?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now, John Reagan's with us.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Well, he was until we kept talking about everything but what we were supposed to be talking about. He was here.
John Reagan?
Well, poor guy was getting hungry. You know what I'm talking about? Salsa, five-star dinners, green eggs, ham, Sam,
and
Joyce,
Finelli. Anything for
food. I'm wondering if there is a technical issue with bringing John Reagan over to your studio.
That's probably true.
Yeah, because...
We probably left him in the dirt and in the dust on our way.
Yeah, so...
But you know what? They're going to fix it for us, though, I promise.
Yeah. So if we could fix that by the during the break, that'd be wonderful.
Can I bring up a tidbit while we're waiting?
Go ahead.
I think Americans need to understand we're going to Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to go with us to D.C., Joyce?
Yes, I am. And that's in September, and I want everybody to start putting that on their calendar.
September 17th, the Power Hour provides breakfast.
Mm. You're all about food, aren't you?
Absolutely. Could you imagine eating breakfast at the National Press Club? That's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, it's expensive enough.
I hear that. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're going to go there, though. We're going to tell people what's happening with America. We're going to provide incredible leadership to restore the republic. We're going to hold bureaucrats and professional do-gooders accountable. It's all happening September 17th, Constitution Day, in Washington, D.C., at the National Press Club.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to take us seriously. They absolutely are, because it's a legitimate event. You know, there are a lot of people, Joyce and Sam, who want to do something to restore our nation. And... they're going to Washington.
Even John Galt wants to do that.
Mm-hmm. And they want to do something, but there's got to be a plan, because I think correct me if you feel differently. I think it's dangerous to go without a plan.
Without question. I mean, just ask anybody in the military or any large operation or large group. If you don't have plans and contingency plans and backup plans, and you're designed for failure.
Mm-hmm. And there are individual.
Yeah, wait a minute. The nurse Joyce Riley should know. Is that true, nurse?
Well, absolutely. But I don't think anybody would be foolish enough to put this much effort and attention and time and everything into this event with that many professionals coming without having a plan.
Yeah,
and I think
plan.
the plan is people need to sign and stand for what they believe in, mm-hmm. and it's time that we do it. We cannot wait one more day for one more law, one more rule, one mm-hmm. more...
Ladies and gentlemen, we try to avoid it. We went into Joyce's studio and the paparazzi just came in. It's out of control.
I know. They're all over the place.
Because there's flashes from photos. It's out of control.
It is. And that's okay. That's just like, you know, we're not used to having this kind of...
But when you get with
here.
The rock star Joyce and Vinny Finelli and stuff, this stuff just happens.
Yeah, we really do have a historian in the studio, in Studio A. At the Power Hour, he's taking pictures of this event.
John Galt's got it covered.
Yeah, yeah,
Steve Nagle. I want to know where Studio B and C and D are.
Well,
I haven't seen them yet.
Well, Studio B's upstairs. Vinny was broadcasting live too from the Power Hour upstairs studio.
C is the doghouse, and yeah, we're all set here. It's a big operation. I want you all to know. You know, we're not.
Actually, Studio B was a temporary studio that we built this morning.
Real temporary.
And Studio B goes on the road. Now, I want to also say this, though, about facilities, though. I agree that it's a very humble studio, very nice studio, by the way. But I'm telling you, the Power Hour sits in very, very delightful surroundings. Let's just say it like that.
And there's guards everywhere, so don't even think about coming here, too. Yeah, there's guards everywhere.
There's paparazzi, but there's no guards.
It's guarded tremendously, electronic gates, moat around the facility, too, so that's a big deterrent.
Gators.
Sam, last night, when I entered the property, I asked Joyce for permission to dress as I normally am.
That worries me.
Well, I had my sidearm, and Joyce Riley said that was perfectly fine. So,
now what's wrong with that?
I just wanted to make
that's a given in America.
But
for
he is a gentleman though by asking.
Agreed.
And she said absolutely. So here I sit in Studio A, at the Power Hour, armed.
Yeah, and I don't
and
feel
no
safe.
I don't think anyone.
Sam's the one worried now.
Vinny's out of control with his firearm. You know what? I actually had the opportunity to look at a gun last night, and Vinny panicked. I mean, he ducked under the... I mean, the guy was paranoid.
Well, I got behind
Vinny should understand that I used to have a federal firearms license, and I used to own a pawn shop, and I dealt with guns every day. So Vinny should have a little bit of an understanding about, you know...
Okay.
Is there a point of discussion that we're supposed to be having today,
well,
or do we just, like, drift from thing to thing?
No, these driftings, the people love inside behind-the-scenes radio,
Oh, I think
radio,
the people ought to tell us what they love.
Dial in, then. Have them do it, Vinny.
Well, we've got to guess somewhere.
Come on, put people on the spot. All right, is John Regan with us?
I think John Regan's going to join us after the...
We could talk
after this commercial now.
About Flight 370.
Hey, oh, there's there.
Great, we got you in. Okay, John.
Aren't you scared when Vinny's armed, John?
Hey, you know, Ziggy's one of the safest places to be on Monday night.
We're going to be there. Amen. Good point. All right, we're going to be there live tonight.
Sam, would you tell it, and John Regan will be there, too, signing autographs.
Looking
and,
forward to it, John.
John Regan, would you just share with us for one minute what it's like when I say, let me just ask you all out here, how many of you are armed? What's that like, John Regan? Would you describe that in your words, please?
Well, you get some that admit it and others that don't. But you get a good percentage that raise their hands.
But it's always very polite, isn't it?
Yes.
And the one time we weren't there, there was one meetup that we decided that we would let everybody take that time off and be with their families. I think it was Thanksgiving. And that was the day that someone got beat up by a rogue thug at the restaurant. Yep. And the wait staff said, you know what? That wouldn't have happened if you guys were here. John Regan, Joyce Riley, Sam Bushman, Steve Engel, historian. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing pressed to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I haven't been fired enough, right, Sam?
Of course not.
So you had to do that, right?
Yeah. Well, that's going to get you fired? John Reagan, what do you think of these whining liners?
Well, it's really amazing to just see what the heck is going on today. And
it does make you want to cry, doesn't it?
And, well, I'll tell you what makes me want to cry is this is one of the articles I have posted on my site. It's I called it The Great Divide Under the Bigger Picture. Mm-hmm. It's an NPR poll, and it has this poll. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Barack Obama is handling his job as president? And, you know, it's not surprising to see the Republican response. You know, 90% somewhat or strongly disapprove.
Yeah.
In independents, it's 60%, you know, somewhat or strongly disapprove. But when you get to Democrats, you've got like 87% strongly or somewhat approve.
They're brain dead.
And you just go, what is going on? Now, some of it you have to probably account to ignorance because of our public school system. They just don't know what's good for them. Some of that you can probably account to greed. They're getting money from the government, and they want to keep on getting it. But you also have a group in America that hates America. They can't stand what America stands for.
They're free to get on a boat.
Yeah.
I'd like to help them. And, you know, I imagine those are in that category, too.
All right, John, stop right there, please. You've been to the farmhouse, right? And, I've decided several months ago that anyone who supports and defends and is in line with the current regime that is stealing from we the people, stealing our guns, stealing our hard-earned wealth, stealing our cows, anyone who supports those thugs is not welcome at my farm. Now, I'm not kidding. I am absolutely serious about this. So one day, a friend brought a friend. Now, the friend who brought the friend is one of us. Actually, he's an instructor. And he has a friend who is as on the other side as can be, thinks that the Barack Obama regime is really good. Business is booming. Everything's wonderful. And I told him, I don't want that person at my house. I don't want people who are in bed with people who are trying to steal from us on my property. I don't want it. Those are not my friends. And I don't care if this guy is fun to drink a beer with or have coffee with or whatever social events other people do. I don't want them at my farm. They are my enemies because they're in bed with people trying to steal from me and you. Sam, do you agree, disagree, what?
Well, first off, I don't think you got to drink coffee and beer and then you don't have the problem.
Well,
but
here's what I'm saying
to you is this. I agree with you that there's opinion and then there becomes crunch time. And at some point, you leave the realm of opinion when the people advocate for certain ideas and their ideas start to violate the rights and freedoms of others. At some point, you got to draw the line and say, listen, I'm not going along with your agenda destroying my rights.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm saying that happened months ago on the farm where, you know, this laughing and joking about, you know, Obama's doing a great job. It's not a joke. He's on the attack.
And the reason it's not a joke is because he's flat out violating the law.
Right. Right. John Reagan?
Now, they've gone so far beyond violating the law, it's you know, anything they can violate, they're violating.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's like a test. Like, wow, I can't believe we got away with it. Let's push farther. Wow, I can't believe those guys are so dumb over there on the conservative side. Let's go steal some more. And, you know, if you look at what happened to the American family, I remember asking my mom, Mom, when did you go to work? Oh, 1971. Why? Oh, I don't know. You graduated, you know, high school, so I went to work. No, she went to work because the middle class was being taxed out of existence. And it's working great. We are being taxed out of existence. The middle class is being taxed multiple ways. Through inflation, the insidious theft of our wealth, and from taxes. John Reagan, Sam Bushman, and Sam, you're going to tell us what you're going to do tonight at Ziggy's.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class as promised. Sheriff Richard Mack is joining us. Sam Bushman is in the studio. Kurt Crosby. Steve Angle, the historian, is with us, taking photos. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome.
Vince, thank you so much. How's my voice sounding?
It's holding up. It's holding up. I know you've been speaking for days. You've been on many, many broadcasts. I've got a question for you. Now, we had a debate. Tim Starks was putting on the event in Springfield, Illinois. And
this Friday, 6, Springfield, be there.
Yep. And you'll be there. And Kurt Crosby was there. And I was there, and we were talking about the performance of Sheriff Gillespie at the siege at the ranch, at the Bundy Ranch, okay? So we were talking about how would we grade the sheriff's performance in this event. And
So there's two grades, one as a sheriff as a whole, and then two, what would he get for this event?
Right. Well, and let's talk about it. Sam, so you thought...
Hold on. Let's have Sheriff grade it before he hears any of our grades.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, Sheriff Gillespie is one of the worst sheriffs in America. Mm. He oversees a very corrupt department, and he promotes it. If you're a cop and you want to shoot somebody and get away with it, go to Las Vegas Metro. Yeah. That's where you want to be, because that's what happens there. That's their reputation, and that's the facts. I've talked to people who have retired from there. I've talked to people who still work there. I've talked to people who've been shot by those officers there. And there's no question. It's one of the top three most corrupt in the country, and probably the place to go if you want to shoot somebody and get away with it. And also Albuquerque PD would be really close to that one.
Okay, so on a scale of...
He,
you know,
as a sheriff, yes. Okay, on a scale of what?
Well, I'm thinking... the grading system would be the standard grade that you might get in elementary grammar high school.
Okay, if F is the worst, then he yes. would get an F. If there's no F minus or anything like that, he would get an F as a sheriff.
Okay, well, let me share with you what the results that we determine.
Now, I'd like to kind of...
That's Kurt Crosby.
As far as the siege at Bunkerville, he would get an F+.
Okay, all right, here's what happened. Kurt Crosby is anxious to defend himself.
Well, the reason I want to defend myself is Sheriff Mack knows more than I do about this. It's like, for example, if you're going to be graded by a teacher, and the teacher hasn't really been in school. I mean, he heard about the incident. He kind of saw it from far away. He listened to a little bit of it. You know, in this case, Sheriff Mack is maybe the only one of us really equipped to do the grade. But anyway, I was just grateful that, like Sam has said, there was no killings, that kind of thing, and maybe at least most everybody lived for another day.
Kurt, what grade did you give Sheriff Gillespie?
I gave him I meant a B, but I said a B+, and almost knocked Vince off his chair.
And that was for the event. Now, me and Tim Starks and many others, including Joyce Riley, gave him a C. And we gave him a C primarily because he could have gone on the offensive with the federal government and attacked the citizenry. He did not. He did wait way too long, that's no doubt.
Yep.
But he did in the end stand up and preserve life and send the feds home. And he showed the whole nation that the sheriff does indeed have power beyond what people think that the sheriff has. And the sheriff can use that power for good. And he did. So I gave him a C, Sheriff.
And I gave him an F, and I raised it to a D. And Sam was saying that, you know, at least people didn't get killed. And I said, okay, so that's like my son going to school, and he has an exam or a term paper or some project that's due, and he doesn't do it. He doesn't do anything, but yet he didn't put a tack on the teacher's seat. He didn't throw chairs around. He didn't break the furniture. He didn't yell and scream. So let's give him a C.
Do something. He kicked the feds out.
Yeah, but it took too long.
He told them to leave, but this is what I really believe, Sam, and there's a little bit of evidence to it. I even said this before. When I found out he was there, I said, what's up? Something has to be up. Mm-hmm. Sam, and I might have to go back from an F+ back to an F because of this. I believe he is in cahoots with BLM to try this new ruse this new sabotage, this new scheme to get everybody to pull back so the Bundys will be more vulnerable to an attack or arrest. Mm-hmm. And I'm serious. I don't believe that Gillespie showed up without having a meeting with the BLM first, and that he told them, "Look, let's go to Plan B." And so they developed this. Okay, we'll back off. You help. You come out looking good, and no one's going to suspect that you did it. Come out and make your little statement, and then we'll pull back because that's what we were thinking about doing anyway. And you can help us fool everybody, and we'll make this a lot better after we get all the militia and the stupid people out of the way.
And Vinny, this goes directly to Kurt's point on the radio the other when we talked about this. Kurt said, you know, we don't know all the facts, we don't know the details, and this is a perfect example of Kurt's point.
Well, here's my concern. My concern is that cattle were stolen, okay? And I was in Las Vegas with you, Sam, and I told you that if a police officer pulled me over and asked me for my ID, I would respond in kind and ask him or her for their ID. And then and then you said, are you kidding me? You're going to get stomped into the ground, tased, and so forth. Well, so you and I and Kurt went up to a uniformed police officer at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention about a week ago in Las Vegas. And I asked a police officer, what would happen if I did that? And he said, well, I mean, in no uncertain terms, they'd probably stomp you to the ground, tase you, grind your face into the pavement, and arrest you for asking for an ID. Now,
well, it seemed like he said something also. He said, if he did show you the ID, and I don't remember the whole...
No, I'm talking about a traffic stop. There were two circumstances.
Yeah, good point.
One, if I asked for at a traffic stop, hey, can I see your ID? Boom. Tase, stomp to the ground, arrested. Now, if in his case, I said, so what would happen if I just said, may I see your ID? He said, I'm not going to show you my license, but I will show you my officer's ID card.
Yeah, but that's a badge. That's not, you know...
Well, what I'm saying is Sheriff Richard Mack just said these guys are the worst, okay? And he also said, I believe, that the police department in the city of Las Vegas reports up through the sheriff's office. Is that correct?
It's entirely the sheriff's office.
Yeah, okay.
All of it.
So, all right, so here we have
the sheriff's office.
Okay, we have these guys who are very large. They're your size, Sheriff Mack, that I saw on the street corners, and you would think that, yeah, they're there to help us cross the street. No, I believe they were there. Someone stepped across the line when the you can walk now light shines to say that you can cross the street. I believe they were there to ticket people. I don't believe they were there for traffic safety. I believe, and these guys are special. They're not like...
You're right about that.
They're not protecting and serving. Sam, as a matter of fact, I asked one of them. I said, I was really late. I had to walk about a mile and a half to get to the hotel to get on the shuttle. And I asked one of these guys, one of these policemen, would I be better off trying to save time to go the hypotenuse, you know, the direct rate line, but I'd have to go through some parking lots, and I think they were fenced in. I didn't know if I could get through, versus taking the long way, which would be the best for me. And he said, it's up to you. And I said, well, which is better? I'm in a hurry. Can you help me? It's up to you. He was not of help, and that's the point I'm trying to get to. The Sheriff Richard Macks of the world are different from that.
You're right about that.
And it bothers me that people we're paying to help us are not.
Here's part of the problem that I see, Sheriff, and I want you to respond to this if you can.
All right.
You know, there's an issue when we are too negative in the Patriot movement, though. When a good thing is done, we as Patriots hardly ever give credit where credit's due. We send, even when something good's done, we want to say, well, there's a negative motive, therefore it negates any good that's done. We want to, and so all I'm telling you is when someone really, I don't care, their motives may be bad, we'll have to wait and see on that, and there's probably evidence to what you say. I'm not telling you it's a safe police department by any stretch of the imagination. I gave Gillespie a D on his office of a sheriff as a whole. But we need to be very careful. The fact is, he did tell the feds to back off. They did. The cows have been returned. It was one of the most sacred experiences, and I want you to get to that experience in just a second. But we need to be very careful that we give credit where credit's due, and that we take a win or a good for what it is oftentimes, because then the press is going to realize that we do analyze things fairly. We get a little bit of positive press for focusing on the right things for a change. If he does prove that he's in cahoots with the BLM on this and they come back with something more sinister and more tyrannical, I'll nail him to the wall on that. But when someone prevents someone from dying and prevents we were a hair's trigger away from flat out violence.
Yes,
and,
we were.
And when he backed him off, I'm going to give significant credit. So maybe a C's a little bit too kind. But at the same time, if we don't stand up and we have the chance when something good happens, it's always a negative. I mean, pretty soon it's like, hey, we did a good job. My response is, yeah, he probably poisoned his wife's coffee on the way out. All I'm telling you is we've got to somehow have a positive view and give credit when credit is deserved. Is there value to that, or am I just out in the weeds on it?
No, I like what you said, and I agree with that. But it might not apply this time. It really might not. And I will tell you that I was saying this, that I was suspicious of Gillespie just because of as corrupt an individual as he is. He is not a good person. He is not a good man. He's a wife beater. He's a player with the casinos. He's in cahoots with them. He'll do anything they tell him. He's big time into their money. And he has absolutely no concern for honor or integrity or true service and protection. With that said, where credit is due on this, Sam, is to the office of sheriff across the country. He finally got off his butt. He finally stopped hiding. He finally did something that proves that the sheriff is in charge, and it did help, even though I believe it was all subversive.
There you go. You've heard it. You've heard it live from.
And I got to say, maybe that's partly what I'm defending is the office of sheriff and at least the role that the sheriff can play.
Right.
Maybe that's part of my grade.
That's what you're trying to
Vince
do.
Vince for sheriff.
Well, that'll come up next. I'm going to run for sheriff, and I'd like to hear your thoughts, Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Of course, houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And I asked and got permission to do this intro, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of my favorite liners from the Fennelly cast, by the way. Just saying. USAPrepares.com, Ziggy's tonight. What's that? Sunshine and Glenstone?
Sunshine and Glenstone.
And we're going to be
5:30.
We're going to be broadcasting live tonight. We're going to do a pre-record of one of my shows, and so the audience are going to participate in a live broadcast, so that's kind of cool. And then Sheriff Richard Mack with us, Vincent Vanelli, Kirk Cosby sitting in the Joyce Riley captain's chair right now.
He is.
Mm. You got to like that. Sheriff Richard Mack on the line, on site in Nevada. And we're talking about this sheriff's situation, Sheriff Mack. And so I gave him a C only because I feel like when we prevent loss of life, that's almost one of the most important things anyone can do. And you're right. It may be more the oath or the office of sheriff that should be given the kudos there, and maybe not Gillespie himself. I think there's validity to that point. Now, moving on, though, we had another discussion about Vincent Fennelly running for sheriff. And let me tell you, Vince wants to run for sheriff. He thinks he can do a good job for that. He thinks that the publicity would be good. He'd be a CSPOA signing of the resolution, constitutional sheriff. There's a lot of good to what he wants to do. I'm concerned, though. You know, we get a lot of patriots in positions who have a lot of great influence for good. And part of the problem is they get diluted because they take on too many issues, or they focus on something and then they get gain ground on that, and then they decide to work on something else and they lose ground. Kind of like you running for Congress, Sheriff. You'd be a great congressman, but I feel like you're more valuable as the leader of the CSPOA. So the same thing applies here. I think Vinny could be valuable running for sheriff and maybe winning, but I think he's more valuable on the radio. The publicity could be good, but if it went wrong, it could go bad.
And then, you know what, if we lose him on the radio and he becomes sheriff, he thinks he can do both. But I'm convinced that a lot of times we need to double down on what we're successful at, and I think he's better on the radio. What's your humble opinion? There's kind of the setup and no more input. What do you think? Should he do it or no? Uh-oh. Sheriff Richard Mack, by the way, this commercial is brought to you by CSPOA.org. Donate and get involved today. Are you there, Sheriff?
Yes, I am. And right. Sam, this is living proof that even a bad sheriff can make a difference. That the sheriff showing up still does make a difference. It is proof positive that Gillespie was wrong, or he was lying when he said he didn't have the authority to interfere. He not only has the authority to interfere, he has a responsibility to interfere. And as we've mentioned on the show with Joyce earlier, we have dozens of examples where sheriffs have done this, and right here in Nevada. So this isn't nothing. This is nothing new. I didn't create this. Vincent didn't create it. Joyce, you, me, anybody. This is part of American history. This is part of the American dream. This is part of a constitutional republic. And if you lose the sheriff, if you have a sheriff who is corrupt or is lazy or doesn't want to know what his duty is, who won't read the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, he won't read the Constitution, he won't read any or study anything about the Founding Fathers, he won't read the statement from Thomas Jefferson, who said the sheriff is the ultimate executive in the county. If he won't look at any of that, if he won't even look at other sheriff websites that have that quote on it, and again, this is nothing that I created. I'm pushing it. I've created a movement to push this. I've created a movement to make sure the sheriffs know that they have a responsibility to protect people from the evils of this government. Then, yes. But, yes, Gillespie did show us that the sheriff does have a duty to be involved, and that he can make a huge difference. And I'm telling you right now, I said this, that Gillespie was in cahoots with BLM, and then last night when we met, Ammon Bundy said that they got information from inside Las Vegas Metro that that's exactly what Gillespie did.
All right, well, time will tell where it goes. We need to be on our guard, that's for sure. So did you get this part about Vincent Fennelly running for sheriff, Richard?
Yes, and I
think he's better off on the radio. What's your take? Should he run or no?
I want good people running for sheriff, and if that's Vince, then great.
So, Sam, I would like to lead by example, Sheriff Richard Mack, and I think that others can do the same thing. So any of our class out there, if you think you can run for sheriff and make a difference, I suggest you consider doing that. Talk with your family. It's a family decision. And it's worth a good, hard, serious look. Sheriff Richard
Fennelly,
Mack.
Fennelly, 2016 signs are coming out.
Yeah, they are. They're coming out. The signs for Fennelly, 2016 are coming out. Sheriff Richard Mack, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for telling us what's happening in Nevada. Thank you so much for your service. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, John Reagan, thank you. And
what I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.